Going to get fresh, get a little gas in the car. It's been a while since I did a video. Busy as hell. Company is obviously very busy. A lot of thoughts with the podcast coming up. But here, real quick, just to give you guys some incentive for the new people in the group, for the people who are new to the police work game, what I mean by that is who have found the answer to the questions they've been seeking, right? You have answers now to how do I get these things? How do I become this person? This is more how I saw my career going. I did not imagine my career being me sitting on the side of the road running radar all day, monotonously pumping plates into a computer. And we're real happy to bring you that stuff. And let me just tell you one thing that will happen. It's funny as hell. Everybody agrees who's part of this game, who enjoys the kind of work, which we like to call, you know, police work, where you go out and you catch bad people doing bad things, right? Imagine that, police work. That's what cops do. We put bad people in jail. We catch people doing things they're not supposed to do. And we teach them how to do that. Well, they go from point A to point B. Imagine that. Such a taboo thing. Cops are learning how to catch bad guys. Anywho, just know this. The first time that you go out, you employ the tactics, you try. Maybe you stopped 30, 40, 38, 91. Well, 91's a lot. 52 cars, and you're just like, man, I can't get it. When you hit that 53rd car, that 38th car, or the 22nd car, or the 9th car, and you finally find what you were looking for, you finally are able to, whether it's a probable cause search, or a consent search, or a search warrant, whatever it may be on the car that you've stopped, and you find an amount of narcotics or contraband that makes you feel proud of the work that you put in, no matter what size it is. Once that happens to you, you're hooked for life. Once you, and then you do it a second time, that's it. Once you inject that narcotic into your system for the second time, you're hooked for life. The dopamine hit that you'll feel of this progress, this result. And people can argue whatever they want to argue. Well, I think this is more important. I'm not saying that. I'm telling you, if you get into this game of finding contraband, locking bad people up, right? Getting somebody with a really fucked up warrant off the street, like one for like attempted murder. I mean, there is nothing more proud for a cop to walk in with their prize trophy of a person who's wanted for murder, who's been on the run in handcuffs or, you know, finding a sizable amount of contraband, solving 5 burglaries on a traffic stop. Nobody's going to not commend you for a job like that. I promise that. Even the naysayers, even the do-nothings, even the ticket writers, even the whatever it may be, nobody can argue with the results. And there is no question that preventing crime from happening in the future, you just go to bed at night and rest your head a little more comfortably knowing I did something good for the world today. You know what I mean? Let somebody tell you, well, you're just one person. You're never going to stop all the crime. No shit. But I stopped some of it. And there's always less victims because of the decision you've made to go out and stop crime. I cannot believe the things that get sent to me. I just posted something in the group. How could you not attribute this work to a great feeling, to knowing that somebody's life was saved, somebody's family or a victim has some kind of closure now? You're the guy who brought this person who's been victimizing all these people to jail, right? They're going to be going away. And don't let the society, oh, he's going to get probation. Oh, he's just going to get probation here. It doesn't matter. We'll continue to stack them fucking charges up, right? And we'll make sure we get them in jail where they belong. And this is good stuff. So just so you know, if you're feeling dissuaded or if you tried it and it's not working out for you, stay tenacious. Keep doing it. Keep educating. Keep going out there and trying. Make sure you have good administrative support, because once it starts to happen, if you have enough tenacity, right, once it starts to happen, you're hooked. I mean, you literally will not be able to stop doing police work. You will become somebody who's known as a good cop. And I don't think anybody came into this profession not wanting to be known as a good cop. People think they can't be good cops. They've hung it up because they don't think they'd be good cops. But that's complete bullshit. So don't tell yourself the lie. Don't let other people paint the picture of who you are. And who you're going to be in your career. You choose yourself. You don't have to go with the masses of people that you work with or what everybody else does. You don't have to do that to fit in and feel like you're one of the guys or one of the girls. Go out, be your own person. You took this job for you. You took this job for you. You know what you want to do. If they don't allow you to do it where you want it, where you're working, find a new home. I always say, why do you, most of you outside of this country have many options because they are dying for cops everywhere because they don't pay you guys shit. But let me just remind you, if you're new to this game, and anybody who's part of it will tell you, comment on this video if you think I'm right. The guys and girls who are out there doing work, whether it's low, medium, high level interdiction work, tell me I'm fucking wrong. Tell me you can't stop thinking about it all the time. I'm not saying you have to live your life as a cop under the, but I'm saying once you get that, once you understand how it's played, you become the cat. I don't know if there's much of a better feeling in life, especially professionally, than to be able to go out, know the law, use it to your advantage, right? Understand what you're doing, have confidence in the actions you're taking, have good administrative support, have the training and the practicality that we're employing and helping you get, and other training companies, all that shit, and going out and I'm like at the gas station, all right? Like, there's a car there. Maybe just knowing what a consensual encounter is, walking up in a car and seeing a gun inside, find out the guy just committed a murder five towns away, and you just got nosy, right? Oh, that's uncomfortable to do. You will find nothing when you're uncomfortable. You will get nothing when there's no audacity. You will get zero. You will get fucking zilch. Getting comfortable with it. I don't know what else to tell you, but when you do, it's like anything else, man. Lose your virginity, see how it feels. Lose your contraband interdiction virginity. And let me know if you could ever go back. Think about the other virginity you lost. You're addicted to that shit too. Everybody's addicted to that shit. So without further ado, man, hope you guys found value in that. I wanted to give you that because if you haven't experienced yet, look forward to it. Stay out there. Stay tenacious. Don't worry about what society's telling you. You have an obligation, right? That's my point. That's what I'm trying to say to everybody here. So be safe. Treat this job like it'll fucking kill you every. If you're me and you're sitting in a parking lot like this right now, the way that I'm sitting, I'm not a patrol car. I'm not a fucking cop, right? This is not a good way to sit. You need to figure out a better place to sit because you don't know if somebody's going to walk up to the car and shoot you in your motherfucking face. So constantly keep yourself in tune with the fact that there are people, not many, but there are people out there who are ready to take your life. Service calls are not service calls. Everything has to be treated tactically. I just don't want to see you die. So use your fucking brains. Don't get lackadaisical and don't do what everybody else does because you'll get fucking killed. I hate to say that because it happens. I'm not using people in the past as an example, but I cannot change those circumstances. All I can do is help you preserve your life. And it's not uncommon, at least yearly, for us to lose a group member to an in-the-line-of-duty death. I hate that. I can't stand it. If I could do anything to help it, I'm going to try. You criticize the things that I say, I don't give a fuck. You know why? Because plenty of people tell me that they're alive today on many circumstances for the things that me and the instructors and the group members in this organization have all said to help each other. I'm alive because you said this. I'm alive because I saw that in the group and I did that. Hey, I'm alive because your instructor told me this. We're good with that. I don't give a fuck what you think, man. I don't give a shit. Go and do the work.